Hi, this is John Lodge of the Moody Blues, and you're listening to my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT, Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. No phone calls tonight. Tonight's show is a presentation of a show we did a year ago celebrating the birth of David Bowie and Elvis Presley. I'm home suffering with the flu with my blankie, my Alka-Seltzer, and a very irritated Mrs. EJL. But I'll be back next week. And we've got a great interview coming up with the drummer from the Tragically Hip. Make sure you tune in next Thursday night at 8, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Whispers. Suspicious mind, and we can't the tears from your eyes. Let's don't let a good thing die. Never, never lie to you. Caught in a trap, I can't walk on because I love you too much, babe. Oh, why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? Well, don't you know?
You know that voice. It's the king of rock and roll, Elvis Aaron Presley, was born January 8th, this week, 1935. And that is the new remastered release of Aloha from Hawaii via satellite, live at the Honolulu International Center. And of course, Suspicious Minds is that tune. That was broadcast to 40 countries, simulcast to 40 countries live, viewed by over a billion. That's a billion with B as in boy, 1 billion people watching that live on televisions around the world. And by delay, an additional 500 million people saw that. Can you imagine walking out on stage knowing that a billion people, everybody sitting at home, not just the people in front of you in that audience, in that packed arena, but all around the world watching you. Talk about stress. And man, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, did it. If you've ever seen the video, man, he just killed it. Absolutely did. Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds, 1973. Before that, new music from the Struts. Pretty Vicious is the tune. Pretty Vicious is the name of their new album. Talking about new music, not out for public consumption yet, but John Lodge from the Moody Blues, one of the two remaining members of the band, has got a new album. He has re-recorded the classic Days of Future Past, and it's called Days of Future Past, My Sojourn. And that was Twilight Time. That's a WRCT debut. And we had John. John actually, what a thrill, joined us, oh gosh, I'm going to say 2-3 years ago on Courts in Session. He doesn't do many interviews. And believe me, I'm going to try to get him back on the show to talk about the new album. For those of you Moody Blues fans, you know Days of Future Past is just absolute classic. If you're a rock and roll fan, you know that. But Days of Future Past was also really the first mass-marketed album recorded in stereo. And it just turned the music industry on their head. The rumor is that there were a handful of copies pressed on mono that went out to the public, but that album turned how people around the world listen to music from mono to stereo. And of course, terrific album. New music from John Lodge, new music from classic artists. You're not going to hear anywhere else. Right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT. Before that, from the last Pat Travers release going out to all the Hammerheads out there, that was the instrumental Full Spectrum, and we started off with new music from Danko Jones. The track was called Get High. So this hour of Courts in Session is brought to you by our friends at Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, hip-hop, you name it, they've got it. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated business, and they purchase records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Located at 513 Grand Avenue, Attic Records is proudly in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases that are available, you can give them a call, 412-821-8484, or you can visit their website at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. Attic Records, our sponsor for this hour of tonight's show. And if you're interested in underwriting for any show here on WRCT, Courts in Session, or any of the great shows here, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It's time for our weekly Guilty Pleasure Song of the Week. This week's song was picked by Jake in Mount Oliver, and he's been wanting to hear this for a while. It goes back to 1982. Guilty Pleasure Song of the Week, what do you talk about, EJL? Well, if you're a new listener, every week we pick a song. Well, you pick a song through your calls, through your emails, wrct@ericjacksonlurie.com, through Instagram @ericjacksonlurie. You send me your guilty pleasure song, a song that you love, but you're a little embarrassed to admit it. Well, Jake's pick is this week from the band ABC. This was a big hit. This is The Look of Love.
Well, that something depends on you. Stand. know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Yeah.
What a voice, Steve Marriott. That was the Small Faces right here on Quartz in Session. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. Doesn't matter where you are, if you're outside of those beautiful, precious FM airwaves, well, you can go right on your phone, you can go on your laptop, computer, wherever you get the internet, WRCT.org. We'll keep you listening to Quartz in Session. How sweet is that? I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thanking you so much for tuning in. What a great time. Great phone calls tonight. Great stories. I got to tell you, probably one of my absolute favorite thing about being on the radio is the stories that you guys give me. And some of them I can't repeat on air, but I enjoy them nonetheless. So you just heard the Small Faces. They reunited in the late 70s from the album 78 in the Shade. That was Stand By Me, Stand By You. The latest from Your Uncle Alice by request, going out to Aaron in East Pittsburgh. That was All Over the World. The new album is called Road. Talking new album, you guys know if you listen to Quartz in Session, Dolly Parton's got a pretty terrific, I'm not even going to call it an album, I'm going to call it a box set, four record set, rock and roll classics that she's singing and duetting with other people. That, of course, was Magic Man from Heart, with Ann Wilson joining her on that. And we start off with this week's guilty pleasure going out to Jake and Mount Oliver. That was ABC, The Look of Love. And this is 2 weeks in a row. I've got a, last week it was Paul Davis with I Go Crazy. And I'm with all of you with both of those songs. That's a, that ABC is a pretty good track and no way around it. So have you been to our website? Have you checked out our radio and music calendar at WRCT.org? Get you up to date on all the great bands coming to town. Get you up to date on all of the cool events going on in the greater Pittsburgh area. WRCT.org, click on radio calendar, click on music calendar. We're going to keep you hip. We're going to keep you in the know. WRCT.org is where to go. So we played that Dolly Parton, Ann Wilson. I'm going to send that out, Dolly's cover of Magic Man, to WRCT's Magic Man, talking about the mockster, that kid they're still talking about from his days in high school. But he, 24 years, is that's a major accomplishment. On the air right here in WRCT. And this week, you're not going to want to miss his show. He does his end of the year special with musicians and many of the people behind the scenes in the music industry who don't get all the credit, who passed away in 2024. It's always a great show. I enjoy listening to it. And you can hear the best, the worst in indie, punk, classic, country, power pop, Viva La Mock, Friday nights at 9. That's tomorrow night at 9, right here on 88.3 FM at WRCT. Viva La Mock, the Mockster, our Pittsburgh Magic Man. That's his nickname. So David Bowie was born this week on January 8th. 1947. Got a request from Lyle, and glad he made it in the beginning because it took me some digging to find this. This is a David Bowie track that I wasn't familiar with. Way to go, Lyle, out in Morningside, listening to FM radio. This is David's fifth single going back to 1966. This track is called Rubber Band.
Rubber band, there's a rubber band that plays tunes out of June in the library garden Sunday afternoon, while a little chappie waves a golden wand. Rubber band, in 1912 I was so handsome and so strong. My moustache was stiffly waxed and 1 foot long, and I loved a girl while you played tea time tunes. Dear rubber band, you're playing my tune out of tune. Rubber band, won't you play a haunting theme again for me? While I eat my scones and drink my cup of tea. The sun is warm, but it's a lonely afternoon. And one Sunday afternoon I'd find my love. Rubber band. In the 1418 war I went to sea. Thought my Sunday love was waiting home for me. Now she's married to the leader of your band.
Thank you. and all your dreams are crushed.
With eyes and wounds. Hello there, this is Mick Box of Uriah Heep, and you're listening to our new album, Chaos and Colour, with EJL on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Happy days.
Recorded music history. Welcome to Cruising the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage. If I snare Brad Savage.
You've dialed in on the right frequency. Here we go. 100 years of music, over a full century of music. Really, it's an exploration of history and music and culture in the popular recorded music era. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, episode number 136, cruisinthedecades.com. I'm Brad Savage. On today's show, source material from Stax Records in 1968, a song that wasn't a big hit, but it was sampled and became one of the most iconic songs of the 1990s. Plus, musician Iron and Wine, Sam Beam, joins us to talk about the significance of pre-rock and roll music. In the 1980s, a Stephen King horror movie that went to the top of the hard rock charts, Nat King Cole Trio with a fine 50s selection, and some live acoustic material by the band Soul Asylum that was recorded recently here at our home base, Akron, Ohio, USA, the rubber city, the tire capital of the world. That's where our show originates, and we blast it out worldwide thanks to radio and technology. Let's go! One song per decade. It's Cruisin' the Decade. And we'll begin way back in 1917. Now, this song comes from an original wax cylinder record. Before they made records flat, they were a cylinder shape, and you needed a special kind of record player. And so the sound isn't great, but the song is terrific. This is called The Girl You Can't Forget. This is Manuel Romain on Cruisin' the Decades. 1917.
Splendor of love.